says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
And good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Trump Phenomenon Show. Wednesday, July 12th, 2017. This is your co-host, George. I'm starting off while we're waiting for James Kelso and a special guest to get on the air. And my hat's off to RBN for putting a great article in there called Baltimore Anti-Trump Revolutionaries Delivered by Bus and Paid by George Soros. So, and that lovely individual still at it, making sure the bus loads of, well, at least ostensibly angry protesters show up to make a mess all over the fruited plain. When educated and participating RBN listeners are well aware that a lot of the shenanigans of the last 6 months have been financed. Well, it's the last 6 months, going back to the very first days of Trump Incorporated, were financed by this wonderful man from Hungary. There's even an article in there where Israel has called George Soros a threat to democratic governments. It originated with Zero Hedge, but it is on the rolling list of stories on RBN. Excellent article. So if you haven't been there, please do. Since we're struggling to get going with James, and I think he's going to have our friend from South Africa on tonight. This is George, and I'm ready to entertain phone calls here. And the on-air phone call line at RBN is 1-800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. I'd be delighted to hear from you. We could talk about the Trump phenomenon, we're heading into the dog days of summer. I think it's remarkable that we've gotten this far, and I no longer believe that Donald Trump is in imminent peril of being removed from office, even though at least one Democrat has formally asked for his impeachment. You gotta love that. But we also heard Lindsey Graham on national TV the other day say that Donald Trump did wonderful things overseas. He had this fabulous speech in Poland. He commended it for him. But then he ruined it all by having a disastrous talk with Vladimir Putin. And it's an amazing thing, you know, for the head of state of the United States to reach out, have a handshake with the head of state of the Russian country, which does indeed have a nuclear arsenal, which could barbecue the whole planet in 20 minutes. And somehow that's irresponsible. But in the fevered mind of Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, that's how he sees it. And speaking of South Carolina, there's an excellent article also in the RBN list of our wonderful new UN ambassador, Nikki Haley. I sleep better at night knowing that she represents the United States in the United Nations. But to have such an individual as the governor of South Carolina, well, we'll just say that that's not favorable. Anyway, that's 5 minutes. Engineer, I guess there's no sign of James or Paul.
All right. Paul and George, this is Kelso here.
Hey, Kelso, we hear you 5 by 5.
All right, excellent. And I believe Simon Roach is with us also.
That's correct, I am.
Hey, Simon, hi, Simon, you sound good too. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, George.
Folks, we've managed to assemble our forces here, and in the extemporaneous and impromptu way that our guest, Simon Roach, is part of a wonderful organization in South Africa that's designed to handle emergencies. And there certainly is an emergency in South Africa. We've had Simon Roach on the program before talking about his organization, Zeitlanders, and their website is Zeitlanders.org. That is spelled, I'd like you to go there now. As we're joined by Simon Roach, it's SUIDLANDERS.org. And that is a website you want to put in your bookmarks and you want to read extensively. Simon Roach, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. It's sincerely appreciated.
Well, now, let me just give folks a little update on Mr. Roach since we last had him on the air. He was gracious enough to attend an American Freedom Party and other patriots meeting in Manhattan, New York City, just the other night. Then also, boy, do we owe you thanks, Simon. He then drove a good distance to meet up with the chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, in Philadelphia. And that was a very important connection, Simon. I'm so pleased that you spent so much time with Bill Johnson.
So am I, and so are the people in South Africa. Our leadership was absolutely thrilled. He was also kind enough to ring up our founder, the head of our organization, from our meeting in South Africa, and they had a bit of a chat. And I've been told since then that our leadership, not just our founder, but others as well, are very grateful for the opportunities that seem to be coming out of the meeting that we held.
Well, and there's more, folks. The Simon Roach, and he spells his name R-O-C-H-E, you will have a chance to meet him in person if you can get to the American Renaissance Conference coming up July 28th, that's a Friday, to be held in Montgomery Bell State Park, which is 45 minutes west of the Nashville airport. I'm going to fly in. I will be there. There are no tickets. Kind of odd, isn't it, to invite people to an event for which there are no tickets? But that's the good news. And it's wonderful news. I think the breakout is happening. There may be 400 tickets, as I understand it, have been sold. That's the absolute maximum capacity of the facility there at Montgomery Bell State Park. But there will be more than that of us there. And that will be a story in itself. If we're, you know, on out into the lobby and we're in the canoes and in the water there in the park and conviviating and meeting and seeing each other, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm flying out there. Not a cheap airline ticket, and I don't even have a ticket to the event. But I'll see you there, some of you who would like to come. The American Freedom Party will be there. We'll have a table. We'll have a number of our members there. Simon Roach will be there, so you'll have a chance to pick up a little bit of Sightlanders.org literature. And much more importantly, you'll get a chance to meet Simon and talk with him. So that's coming up July 28th. That's a Friday. I'll do this show. I'll do this show that Friday, just as I'm doing this one right now. Actually, I'm on my phone. And then Saturday, great schedule of events and so on. We don't do a show on Saturday. James Edwards, another director of the American Freedom Party, he does a Saturday show, and I know for sure he'll have a really great political cesspool show on that Saturday. Then we'll resume with our program schedule on Sunday. I'll do our show from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll do it right there from Montgomery Bell State Park. And so we can look forward to all of that. Simon, give us some more. Just go anywhere you'd like to go here with the conversation as you talk to our very large audience here at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, there are a few things that I'd like very much to say, James. Before I say anything, though, I'd just like to tack something onto what you've just said. You alluded to the fact that we don't have tickets. You and I don't. You don't. I don't either. But that we'll be there anyway. And I'd like to mention to people that many, many people are going to that event who don't have tickets, and they're going to be on the periphery, perhaps is a good way of putting it. They'll be there not to be in the main hall, but just to be part of the congregation of like-minded people. I can say that I've met somewhere between a dozen and 20 people who've said to me, I don't have a ticket, but I will be there. So it seems as if, I don't know, I don't want to say the wrong thing, I'm not the expert, but it seems as if there are many American patriots and right-leaning people who are going to go down there just to be part of the general thing, which I think is absolutely fantastic. That's marvelous.
Yes, it is. And the I would cue up some music. The reason I'm on the phone here with you folks is that Bill Gates has decided to reboot my computer yet again, right at showtime. And so I'll have that sorted out before the show ends, I believe. But we've always got a backup. Different computers and the phone and so on. What I would be playing for you right now is that great Joni Mitchell song, Woodstock. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were 500,000 strong. Well, by the time we got to Montgomery Bell, we were 500,000 strong. And that's the way Woodstock happened back then when I was a teenager. It was something that just caught fire. The word spread throughout young people that everybody was going to Woodstock. And and they did. And there were 500,000 there at Yasgur's Farm in Woodstock. So we've got 2 weeks to go here. The word may spread. And Montgomery Bell's perfect for this to happen. It's like Yasgur's Farm. In other words, we need to be, it's good we're not in an indoor facility. In some urban setting where we wouldn't be able to handle a Woodstock-like arrival of many people. But at Montgomery Bell, if 500,000 people showed up, there'd be places for them. out there in the countryside in Tennessee. So have no fear. The weather's going to be beautiful. How can I promise that? I don't know. Providence is on our side. The weather will be perfect. And it's perfect for families and kids. And just like going to Woodstock, and maybe a little bit more decorum than at Woodstock. And so I'll see you there. And boy, do I look forward to that. Some of you in the audience, if you can drive to the Nashville, Tennessee area, by all means do it. Now, for details, where do you go? Amren.com. Amren, standing for AmericanRenaissance.com. And all the information is there, including the information that you can't get a ticket. Don't be deterred by that. And the schedule of events. Proceedings start Friday at about 5 p.m. 5 to 7 p.m. will be an opening greeting ceremony. Mostly just everybody getting together and meeting each other Friday night. Then all day Saturday, all kinds of great speakers. Then on Sunday, just a closing address, probably by Sam Dixon. He has addressed every American Renaissance Conference. He'll probably close it with something he calls his benediction. So we'll end at about noon on Sunday, and then more free time, so to speak, which is the most valuable time for all of us to get together, talk with each other. I'll do a radio show, and then some people will stay overnight again, and pretty much by Monday morning, everybody will be gone. So that's what you can expect here at the American Renaissance Conference. Here's what I'm looking forward to, Simon, and you couldn't really know this because you haven't been on the American scene. We've been doing conferences and meetings for decades. I've organized a few myself, and this, I believe this will be the most successful conference of patriots in our lifetimes. This will be the breakout conference. So you'll be there. You'll be present at history, folks, when you go to this one.
Hey, James, I have a technical question for Mr. Simon.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And Simon, welcome aboard, mate. I'm one of the old grouches from the 60s who used to listen to Radio RSA on the shortwave. I just wonder if you've had any familiarity with that.
Yeah. I can't say that I listen to it a lot, but I know it and I listen to it. In fact, I used to get into trouble with my dad because when we went to bed at night, I would sneak the radio, the portable wireless, into my bedroom, and I would hide it under the covers, and I would listen to stations like that, you know, much later than I should have been awake. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I bring it up because it was a fabulous station, and we used to hear it from Dr. Verwoerd on it all the time. They started out every broadcast with the national anthem and the news, according to Johannesburg. It was wonderful.
Yeah. It's you know, it's not good always to be nostalgic, but there's some things for which you can't help being nostalgic. You know, good, clean, decent, respectable things. One of the most outstanding aspects of my meeting with Bill Johnson was how he continually referred to family values, decency, respectability, living in a certain way. It really was, I don't know how to say it, but it was like just escaping from the modern world for a little bit to be in the company of somebody who's so proper and so committed to a decent lifestyle. It was heartwarming.
And it's not your imagination. That's the way Bill lives. And most of us at the American Freedom Party at least try to approach that ideal. I think I feel music coming on. Yep.
All right. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks. All right, let's put it in fourth gear. I just worked my way through Bill Gates's latest complete redo of my Skype. Thank you very much, Bill Gates. But anyway, we got a bunch of computers here, and we got a bunch of backup, and we got a great engineering staff in Austin, Texas. The our guest, folks, is Simon Roach with. Now, you know, it's a little hard for us to pronounce because the sound, I still haven't got it perfect myself. Of course, the primary language of our South African cousins is Afrikaans. And it's a wonderful, wonderful language. But there are some sounds there that are not, just as in Dutch and in German and some of the parent languages to Afrikaans, there are some sounds we don't have. So the first part of the word, S-U-I-D, which looks like Swede to us, S-U-I-D, and means south. And then the second part is Landers. Simon, does it mean Southlanders?
Yes, but you know, the real equivalent, James, is Southerners. Really, it's the best rendition is Southerners.
All right. So, in its cite Landers for us, so that we can listen and start to learn how to pronounce it. Go ahead.
Cite Landers.
All right. So everybody, we're all going to learn a little bit of Afrikaans as we learn to say Cite Landers, and then go to the website, citelanders.org. Please put that in your favorites. And we are the cause of South Africa. Well, first of all, let me welcome to the show Paul Fromm. Paul, are you here?
Hey, James, we don't have Paul.
Paul's not here. Well, let me speak about Paul Fromm. He is writing a book, one of our co-hosts here. He is writing a book on the emergency in South Africa. And this is a desperately needed book. It hasn't been written. There really is not a book that you can check out at the library or buy online that will tell you from a patriot point of view what's going on in South Africa with our more than 4.5 million white brothers and sisters in their homeland of 400 years. This is their ancient homeland of South Africa that they built, that they fought for, that they died for, and that they are pledged to. The citelanders.org will explain to you how an organization of 100,000 of these great cousins of ours have put together an organization constituted formally under international law, under the Geneva Conventions, asserting their right as an ethnic group under international law to protect themselves from civil disorder, to protect themselves from war inside of a nation, to protect themselves from a war against themselves. They have this right. And it's such a brilliant decision made by your founder, Gustav Muller, in creating Cite Landers. Simon,
yeah,
thank you.
It was very far-sighted of him. You know, James, he first came up with the idea not long after the beginning of our, you know, modern democracy. He foresaw that things wouldn't go well. I've described this previously on your show. And everything that he foresaw has come to pass. And I think that, you know, if only there were similar foresight amongst our people, amongst more of our people, and I speak of your people, my people, Western Europeans, because right at the moment, we're a bit of a minority, aren't we? I mean, the average individuals are being led to the slaughter. They're being asked to pay for their own demise. All of these radical transitions that are happening in our societies around the world are being funded by the average taxpayer. And if only people had a little bit more foresight to see the direct implications of what is happening, we wouldn't be in this crisis.
And folks, the fate of our South African cousins, this is the challenge for us. We've got a break coming up. We'll take your calls for Simon Roach right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, "Tell me, where are you?" Said, "I'm going down to Lester's farm, gonna join in a rock and roll band. Got to get back to the land, set my soul free. We are stars, we are ghosts, we are beautiful.
We are Stardust, folks, and we are golden. And we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. You know what? Maybe we're starting it right here on this show right now. Our Woodstock. Woodstock 2017. George and Simon. Here's some more good news. Your folks are listening to the Trump Phenomenon program here on July 12th, 2017. Here is a South African. This happened yesterday. Simon, a South African preacher, Rodney Howard Brown, had a prayer meeting in the Oval Office with Donald Trump. Let me give you the story. Here it is. Had you heard about this, Simon?
No, this is the first. I'm quite surprised.
Here is the story. the headline, Evangelical Leaders Pray Over Donald Trump in the Oval Office. An evangelical pastor led a prayer circle in the Oval Office Monday. This occurred Monday, during which people laid their hands on President Donald Trump, saying that the experience was surreal and humbling. Televangelist Rodney Howard Brown, that's a hyphenated last name, Howard Brown, a South African native who came to the United States in 1987, led a prayer circle with his wife, Adonica Howard Brown. Here in the photo, we see Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in prayer with this group of evangelicals led by the South African pastor. He writes, yesterday was very surreal for my wife and I. 30 years ago, we came from South Africa to America as missionaries. Yesterday, I was asked by Pastor Paula White to pray over our 45th president. And let me just say, Simon, you can't know this as well. Paula White is a huge evangelical preacher in America. Millions of people follow her. What a humbling moment, standing in the Oval Office, laying hands and praying for our president. Sounds like the Afrikaners praying before battle in the past. Supernatural wisdom, guidance, and protection. Who could ever even imagine, wow, we are going to see another great spiritual awakening. The group of evangelical leaders was invited to pray with Trump during a meeting in his office. Other leaders who participated in the prayer circle included Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, another huge one, Simon. Former Minnesota Representative Michelle Bachmann, a congresswoman and a huge leader in the evangelical community, and the former senior vice president of Liberty University, Johnny Moore, another giant in this huge community. Moore said that the group had a very lighthearted visit with the president and ended the meeting in prayer. And he says, when we are praying for President Trump, we are praying within the context of a real relationship, of true friendship. Moore described Donald Trump as absolutely confident, entirely in command during the meeting. During President Trump's remarks at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in June, the president acknowledged that he received 81% of the evangelical vote in last year's election. Thank you, Donald Trump said. You didn't let me down, and I will never, ever let you down. And then he says, and this applies to you in South Africa, Simon, because I know at times in your darkest times, you must feel forgotten. And here's what Donald Trump said to the evangelicals. The forgotten men and women will never, ever be forgotten again.
That was a big theme during his campaign. And I think he means what he says.
Yes. So that would be, that's another connection that we should make, Simon, is we need to get you in touch with Rodney Howard Brown and his wife, the South African evangelist. What we're building here, folks, we're building, it's all coming together under the leadership of Donald Trump and under the inspiration of Donald Trump. He is taking us to another level of white people, being the family that we should have been all along. And that we all along.
Hey, James, you have a call.
Oh, let's see. Let me go. Now, I've got my Skype back. So, thank you, Bill Gates. By the way, Bill Gates, interestingly, Bill Gates, in a recent news article, he said, here's the sound effect for Bill Gates. Hey, maybe Europe shouldn't let so many non-Europeans into Europe. Oh, brilliant, Bill Gates. Anyway, it's interesting to hear him actually saying that. We've got a caller here, and what a caller he is. Rob in New Jersey. Welcome, brother.
Hi, Jamie.
Yes.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, George. And hello, Simon. Glad to see you.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Okay, how's your partner? I don't want to
mention
her name. Yeah.
No, you mustn't do that. She's well, thank you.
Yes. So now you mentioned you were going to Amrit, and I was having second thoughts about going because I'm still recovering. But now that you're going, I'm going to drive down with one of the members from Monday night when you were there. Well, actually, it was about four of us going to drive down. And we hope to see you there, and you convinced me to go. So, and you're going to be surprised at how many young people and millennials will be there. And it's very, heartwarming to see that so many young people are aware of what's going, of circumstances and the things that are going on. And I'm so glad. So I hope you're well. And
Rob?
Yes.
Rob, let us take a chance here on the microphone to thank you for being the spark plug, putting together that Manhattan meeting with Simon.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
Oh, yes, it was very nice. I mean, Simon's very interesting to listen to. I could listen to you all night, man. Let me ask you one quick question. I read in a news clip today that there was about 300,000 to 400,000 children that have stuck in squatter camps. Is that true?
You know, Rob, I've heard various numbers, and I'm not certain what is the correct one, but I do know that it is of the order that you're talking about. It is an extremely large number. I, in fact, thought that I'm sorry about the noise in the background, but the motel that I'm staying at is next to the freeway, and it's difficult to find a quiet spot. I sort of run around trying to avoid the noise. But I, in fact, didn't believe those figures at one point, and I queried them with somebody who knows what they're talking about, a lady here in the USA who is devoted to this cause, and she confirmed those numbers, and she substantiated very nicely how she got to those figures. And it was clearly an accurate thing. It's a phenomenal number, whatever it is.
Was that Karen Smith?
That's correct, yes.
Well, yes, and folks, we had Karen Smith on this show numerous appearances when she was able to do so. And Karen, if you're out there, boy, do we thank you for all of the shows that we had on this microphone. We had more shows, more coverage of the South African emergency than any other radio station. We were first with the South African story. We were the American Freedom Party, the first political party to endorse Donald Trump. And this program, the Trump Phenomenon, the first out of the gate to 100% support the man that we were convinced would make it all the way to the presidency. And the one of the things about what Karen Smith was doing here on our airwaves, Simon, and which you now continue, you've taken the torch. All of us in the European world, we whether our ancestry is Dutch or French Huguenot or Germans, English, Scots, Irish, Poles, Russians, all of our peoples have a representative population among the South Africans.
Yes.
So these are truly our cousins. We are blood related to our South African cousins. And the cause, Rob just mentioned 300,000 or 400,000 children living in, and we don't have a word for this because it hasn't happened before. They're not squatters. They're not, these are people who are oppressed in South Africa. They are our cousins, including little children who are living in they're camping. I mean, the South African people are so imaginative. They're so creative. They're so tough. And so their parents are doing their best, even in camping situations where they have dirt floors. And their housing is made out of pieces of plywood or of canvas, but they're doing the best for the children. No running water, no electricity, The government is gleeful. It's gleeful about the plight of these white South Africans. And the point I'm making here, Simon, is that to unite people who have, in a sort of lazy way, for decades and more than decades, even centuries, we haven't united as a family. We haven't realized the moral, the spiritual importance of keeping our family together. What's needed is a cause, is something to unite everybody. And I'll tell you what, if you can't get united, you know, what could be more spiritually on the high ground than the fate of little children, innocent little children, who are getting no schooling, they don't have running water, they're on dirt, some of them are barefoot, their father can't afford any money for their car, which they've had to sell, they don't even have a car anymore. Some of them are, if they still have the car, they're living in the car. They can't
Jamie,
get jobs.
You know, yes? Jamie, it's funny, you know, because I find that ironic. Now, when Africa was having, when they were having food shortages and starving, all you saw on TV was these endless, black kids that are with pot bellies and without any food. But it's not the same with the white South Africans.
Rob, this is our job. White America and white Europe do not know. They do not know what's going on with Simon's brothers and sisters in South Africa. They don't know. This news, it's a news blackout. It's an information blackout. Our job, Simon, is to get you on the radio here, and it's an open invitation, folks. We're going to have Simon on here as many times as he is able. And it works in his schedule for him to get on our big show, big audience, and get the word out. And it's your job out there in the audience. Whatever platform or microphone or conduit you have to get the word out in your church or your friends, get the word out that it's an emergency and that we are coming together as a family. And Simon, here's what you'll do with this emergency for your people. And it's a large, this is not a small number of people, over 4 million. It's a lot of people. You know, when the American colonies broke away from Britain, guess how many people we had in the colonies? 4 million. That was our total population. Yes. And guess what the population of Shakespeare's London was? 100,000. The population of Athens in the Golden Age was 100,000. 4 million is a lot of white people. And what you are doing, Simon, is you're galvanizing our people around a cause. Because your cause is our cause. The things that are happening to you, that are being done to you, the plan that our enemies have in store for you, about which they are so gleeful, they also have in store for us. And so in defending you, we will be defending ourselves. Go ahead, Simon.
Well, God willing, James, hopefully we can not just be takers, but we can be givers in the sense that if people engage with this cause and they come to support us in our plight, that they will see what's in store for them here in the USA. You know, this coming Saturday, I'll be talking in Athens, Pennsylvania, if anybody wants to attend the talk. And if they're looking for details, they can go to the website SouthAfricaSOS.org. And that website is run from California by a true American patriot by the name of Mr. Tom Bevington. My point being that on Saturday morning when I speak in Athens, Pennsylvania, I'll be drawing parallels between our circumstance and what's transpiring in the USA. Not because I've come to pontificate and give American sermons on their domestic politics, but purely and simply so that people can see there are such glaring similarities. There has to be something up. There's no way that the two historical events could have transpired 30 years apart or 25 years apart or 40 years apart, depending how you want to look at it, with such similarity without there being a common guiding hand. It's just not possible. Real life in the real world does not work like that. We have to at some point reach the conclusion that somebody is doing this deliberately to the peoples of the Western world. It's not happening in Japan. It's not happening in China, in Kazakhstan, Cambodia, Laos, or Peru. It's happening in the Western nations of the world. And why? Why is it happening in those countries specifically, we must begin to ask ourselves this question.
Yes, Simon, so well said. I just went to the website Simon gave you, folks, SouthAfricaSOS.org, excellent website. And now, and the website I gave you earlier, StateLanders.org. Don't worry about the pronunciation, folks. Just get as close as you can. That's all I do. Every time I start, Simon, I go, StateLanders. Just get it out, folks. StateLanders.org. And during the break, I want you to make a donation. There's a PayPal button there. When you enter the page, and I will come back right after this break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And here's what I'm doing. You'll hear me clicking away on my computer. I'm sending a message right now on the StateLanders .org website PayPal button, and send money now. I just clicked it. I sent $60 the other day, just to show you how easy this is to do. I just sent another $10, and it says here you sent $10 to Simon, and the folks, the cost to me, my bank charged me 5 cents to do that. 5 cents, and it's so easy. Just so easy to do. Go to zeitlanders.org. You'll see a button that says enter site. So you enter the site. Then scroll down to the bottom. The second link over from the right is the PayPal button. Did I have that right, Simon?
That's correct, yes.
And it's so easy. And just, you know, if you just donate some now, we'll have Simon on again and again. Let's show our brothers and sisters in South Africa that, you know, our support is real. It's reflected in that we can spare some money. And you may think you're low on money, but folks, you don't know how tough our cousins are in South Africa. Their situation is very tough, and they're looking at it's very hard for, you know, there is no harder working people than Afrikaners. And of course, our English cousins, too, not just Afrikaners in South Africa. They're very hardworking people, but the jobs, where do you get the jobs? They are uniformly excluded from the job market. It must be very bleak for young white South Africans, Simon, getting out of high school or college. It must be a bleak situation.
It's a terrible situation. It's a situation of despair, James. I mean, what do you have to look forward to? You have to look forward to a situation in which there's a bias, and it's not towards you. There's a prejudice against you, and so you're going to struggle to get a job, and you may have it for 5 or 10 years or whatever, but all the time in the back of your mind, you will know that it is in your employer's best interest under law. And in order to win government contracts or to be a supplier to somebody who has won a government contract, that it's in their interest to get rid of you. What hope does that give you? That's why we have so many squatters, these poor white people camping in dirt and what have you, because these people have been excluded by law from the job market. The law specifically advocates that if any business or any business supplying another business, or any business supplying another business that's supplying another business that is supplying the government, and I'm speaking literally, not for effect, literally, those businesses are supposed to have as few white employees as possible and as many black employees as possible. Now, where does that leave a young white person? He knows that his boss, if he could, would get rid of him because it will enable him to earn more money.
And folks, now consider this, and then there are other aspects to the South African situation, folks. The crime situation, unbelievable. The crime against whites in South Africa is mind-boggling. The horror of it is mind-boggling. And let's add all these things together. We'll continue. Simon, we're going to have to continue because we've run out of time. But very inspiring to hear from you. Simon Roach of Zeitlanders.org. We'll go with your schedule, Simon, and we'll see all of you tomorrow night for the next installment of the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye. Simon.
Thank you. Thanks, George. How about George?
I know.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.